All right, let's dive into the world of physical AI. If you're already familiar with AI, this deep dive is for you. We'll be exploring this emerging field. It's really making waves right now, and we want to help you understand why. And get this, we'll be uncovering some pretty surprising stuff.
It is an exciting time to be following AI, for sure.
Oh, yeah. Is it just hype?
No, I don't think so.
With
It's
that,
a
though.
real revolution. We're seeing a huge shift from AI that mostly just deals with information in the digital world to AI that actually interacts with the physical world around us. Like, it can actually impact the world.
So what exactly makes physical AI different from the AI we already know?
I think the biggest difference is this interaction with the physical world. Think of it this way. Language models, like ChatGPT, they're like really smart librarians.
Okay, yeah.
They're great at taking in information, making text, answering questions, but they're basically stuck in the library, right? The digital world. But physical AI, it's like we're taking that librarian, sending them out into the real world to experience things firsthand.
I like that analogy. So instead of just data, it's about AI actually being in the physical world.
Exactly. It's about AI that can sense things, learn, and then act upon the physical world, not just process information about it. It's a whole different ballgame.
So it's not just robots then. That's what most people think of, right? When they hear physical AI.
Right. Robots are a part of it, sure, but physical AI is way broader than that.
Okay.
It's everything from, let's say, self-optimizing systems in factories to smart devices in your house that can actually interact with what's around them.
Interesting. So what's pushing this move then from digital to physical AI? What's driving it?
That's a good question. One of the big drivers is the development of these things called large world models, LWMs.
LWMs.
Yeah, these are AI systems that are trained on just massive, massive data sets of real world information, and it allows them to actually like learn about how the physical world works, how complex it is, like physics and objects and even human behavior.
Oh, wow. So it's like giving AI like common sense about the real world.
Yeah, you could say that.
Okay, so is that where NVIDIA comes in? I know they're known for like their powerful GPUs, the ones used in AI, but I keep hearing about them with physical AI too.
Right. They're super well known for the hardware side of things,
Yeah.
but NVIDIA's aiming to be more than just, a hardware company.
Okay.
They want to be the ones who are controlling the whole physical AI ecosystem. So they're not just developing the hardware, which is needed to process all the data involved, which is, a crazy amount of data.
Yeah.
They're developing the software platforms too, the platforms that people will use to build and run these physical AI applications.
So they're going for the whole package, basically,
Yeah,
hardware and software.
exactly. And honestly, they're in a pretty good position to do it too,
Yeah.
because they already are dominating the GPU market. They've put
Yeah.
together a bunch of platforms that are specifically designed for like physical AI development, and each one of those platforms plays a really important role.
Let's break down these platforms then. I know you mentioned CDA and Omniverse and Cosmos earlier.
Right.
What are those all about and how do they all fit together?
So think of them as the building blocks for NVIDIA's whole strategy with physical AI. First, you have CDA. It's their parallel computing platform, and basically, it's what made it possible to actually use GPUs for AI in the first place.
Oh, wow.
Before CDA came along, GPUs were mostly used for graphics, like for video games.
Right.
But then CDA kind of unlocked their potential for all this AI stuff. Like suddenly you could train those complex AI models way faster than you could before with CPUs.
Oh, okay. So CDA was like a game
Oh
changer.
yeah, absolutely. It gave NVIDIA this massive advantage in the whole AI hardware market. And then you've got Omniverse, which is a platform where you can actually create and connect virtual worlds, or as NVIDIA likes to call them, metaverses. Yeah, it's basically a like playground for developers. It lets them build and test these physical AI applications in a virtual environment so it's safe and controlled,
So they can create like a digital twin of a real world environment, right?
Exactly.
To test out their physical AI applications before they put them out into the real world.
Yep, that's it. And it's really powerful, like for robotics, autonomous vehicles, even like smart cities. Imagine you could simulate a crazy traffic scenario in a virtual city
Yeah.
before you put any self-driving cars on actual streets.
That's amazing. It sounds like Omniverse is pushing the limits of what we can do with AI development. But where does Cosmos fit in with all of this?
Cosmos is what connects the real world to those virtual worlds in Omniverse. It takes data from the real world, from cameras, sensors, IoT devices, all that,
Right.
and it processes all of that data and then feeds it into Omniverse. So developers can make these super realistic simulations and train their AI models on actual real-world conditions.
So bridging the gap between the digital and the physical, it's taking that real-world data and putting it into the virtual world.
Mm-hmm.
Makes for better simulations, I guess.
Yeah. And that real-world data, it's super important because it lets AI models, you know, learn from what really happens so they can adapt to situations you wouldn't expect.
I see. So NVIDIA isn't just giving us the hardware. It's this whole ecosystem with CDA for processing, Omniverse for creating virtual worlds, and then Cosmos to gather data from the real world.
And that's why a lot of people are saying they're like, the leader in all this. They're not just saying physical AI is going to be big. They're actually making it happen.
Okay, I'm impressed. But with all this talk about virtual worlds and simulations, it sounds like we're headed right into the metaverse. Is this really it, the moment everyone's been waiting for? Or are we getting a bit ahead of ourselves here?
That's the big question, isn't it? The metaverse has been hyped for, what, years now? But it still feels like this far-off thing for most people. But I do think physical AI might change all that.
Because now we're talking about AI that can not only, like, understand the real world, but can do something in it.
Yeah, exactly. It can interact.
Interact with it.
Physical AI might be the thing that's been missing, you know? The thing that finally makes the metaverse really immersive and a real experience.
So it's not just putting on a headset and wandering around this virtual world. It's about that world reacting to us, actually feeling real, things behaving like they do here.
Yeah, exactly. Physical AI can make that happen. Like, imagine a virtual concert where you can actually, like, feel the energy of the crowd.
Wow, that's cool.
Or you could learn a skill in this virtual environment and it would feel like real world conditions.
Yeah, okay. It does sound pretty amazing. But let's be honest here. Those VR and AR devices are still kind of clunky, and there isn't much of a service ecosystem, really. Can physical AI really fix those things? Because without those pieces, isn't it just hype?
Yeah, there are definitely challenges, but I think we're actually about to have this big breakthrough. Like, we're seeing all these new AR devices, smaller, cheaper, more comfortable to wear, and these companies, Samsung, Meta, LG, they're all spending tons of money on AR and VR.
Yeah.
There's so much innovation happening, and the technology is improving fast.
Okay, the hardware's getting better. Companies are spending money. But what about the actual experiences? What's going to make people want to be in the metaverse?
That's where physical AI can really shine, I think, because it can make such realistic simulations.
Okay.
And AI agents. It can be used to develop these really rich interactive experiences, things we haven't even seen before. Like, imagine going to a virtual sporting event and feeling how excited the crowd is.
Wow.
Or learning some new skill and getting feedback from AI instructors in real time.
Okay, now I'm starting to see it. It sounds like the metaverse moment might actually be happening.
Yeah, it could be. It's like all the pieces are finally coming together. The hardware, the software, these experiences. The metaverse might finally be more than just a buzzword.
All right. This is all really fascinating, but there's one more piece I'm wondering about. You mentioned AI agents before.
Right.
What are they exactly, and how do they fit in with all of this?
Mm-hmm.
Physical AI and the metaverse.
Mm-hmm. They're like AI systems, but they're designed to be independent. Kind of like a digital representative, you know? They can make decisions and take actions all on their own to reach a specific goal. Imagine you have this AI assistant. Not just for scheduling, but one that actually runs errands for you, books your travel, even manages your money.
Whoa, hold on. Like a superpowered assistant living in the cloud. Well, wait, didn't we say language models are mainly about text and code? So how could they run these AI agents that need to operate in the real world?
Yeah, that's a good question. It's true that language models are really good at, like, understanding language and creating it, but they can also be trained to work with information that comes from the physical world. So you could have an AI agent that understands what you say, and then it can get real-time data from sensors and cameras in your home, rather, and use that info to, let's say, control your thermostat or even a robot chef.
So it's like combining the language part of LLMs with the real-world knowledge of those large-world models.
Exactly. It's really powerful. It could mean that we have these AI agents that can move between the digital and physical worlds without any problems. Our lives would be easier, more efficient, and probably a lot more fun.
So this all sounds pretty amazing, but where does this leave companies like Microsoft and Meta? Are they just watching as NVIDIA takes over the whole physical AI thing?
shouldn't say that. Microsoft and Meta, they're also putting a lot of money into AI and the metaverse, but they're going about it in different ways. Microsoft, for example, they're really focused on adding AI into their current products like Windows and Office.
Oh, okay.
Imagine you're using Word and it has an AI that helps you write better.
Right.
Or you're using Excel and there's an AI that looks at your money and tells you how to save more.
So they're sticking with what they know, using their customers and the software they already have. That makes sense. Sure. What about Meta? What are they doing?
Meta is going all in on making this like closed ecosystem for the metaverse. They're making their own hardware, software. They even want to have their own kind of money. They think that in the future, we'll be spending most of our time in virtual worlds, you know, working, hanging out, even shopping.
It's like a battle of strategies then. You've got NVIDIA with the open platform. Microsoft is adding AI to what it already has. And Meta wants this whole closed system. I wonder who will win in the end.
One thing that's really interesting about NVIDIA's approach is that it might be really attractive to businesses. Because it's open, companies can use NVIDIA's hardware and software, but they're not stuck in one specific system. So NVIDIA could become the go-to choice for businesses that want to add physical AI to what they do, whether it's manufacturing, logistics, or retail.
Okay, so let's recap. We talked about physical AI, the kind of AI that interacts with the real world, going beyond robots to include things like smart factories, augmented reality, even regular objects. We talked about how NVIDIA is setting themselves up to be a leader in this area by offering a complete set of hardware and software solutions, including those platforms CUDA, Omniverse, and Cosmos. Mm. And we talked about how physical AI could be what really makes the metaverse a reality, you know, with experiences that you just can't get in the real world.
And don't forget about AI agents. Imagine them not just helping with our calendars and finances, but actually acting as tour guides in the metaverse, helping us navigate those huge virtual worlds,
yeah,
connecting us with experiences and people we like.
Okay, time to dive deeper into AI agents then. You said they're the next step in how AI is developing, but I'm still not totally clear on what they are and how they'll actually affect our lives.
Let's break it down a little. AI agents are basically software programs, right? And they're made to work on their own. They make decisions, take actions, and try to achieve whatever goals they're given. They can be simple bots that just automate simple things, or they can be really complex systems that learn, adapt, and interact with the world in sophisticated ways.
So they're kind of like digital helpers that can do things for us.
Yeah, you could think of it that way, but they're actually a lot more than just assistants.
Right.
They could change whole industries like healthcare, finance, manufacturing, transportation. They could revolutionize things.
Okay, what are some examples? How would AI agents work in real life?
Imagine AI agents managing your money, making your investments better, paying your bills, maybe even getting you better deals on things. Or picture AI agents in healthcare. They could track your health data, let you know if something's wrong, and even give you advice on treatment.
That sounds like taking automation and making it way more powerful.
Wow.
Like now, AI can handle complex stuff. It needs decision making and adaptation.
Exactly. And, you know, as AI gets better, these agents are going to get even smarter. They'll learn from what they do, work together with other agents, maybe even know what we need before we even ask.
That's both cool and a little scary, I have to say.
Yeah.
What happens if these AI agents get so smart they're actually better than humans?
People have been talking about that for a long time.
Yeah.
The thing to remember is that AI agents are just tools, right? And like any tool, they can be used for good or for bad. The important thing is to make sure they're developed and used with the right ethical rules, safety measures, and ways for humans to still be in control.
It's all about finding that balance,
yeah,
right? Using the power of AI, but making sure humans are still in charge.
Exactly. We have to look at this technology with both excitement and caution. We have to make sure we stay in control of what we create.
Okay, I'm starting to get the potential of AI agents, but how are they even made? Is it as easy as just writing some code?
No, it's a lot more complicated than that. You need experts in things like machine learning, natural language processing, computer vision, robotics.
So it's pretty complicated.
Yeah, you have to train these agents with mountains of data. You have to teach them how the real world works, all the complexities, and you have to give them the right tools and algorithms to make decisions and take actions.
So you need to really know AI to do this.
Oh, absolutely. And as AI keeps changing so fast, the need for AI developers and engineers is just going to keep growing. Companies like NVIDIA, they're investing a lot in training and education so that there are enough people who can work with AI in the future.
So if you want a career with a good future, AI development might be a good option.
Definitely. There are so many opportunities in AI right now. We're just starting to see how much it can change the world.
Okay, another recap then. We've been exploring this fascinating world of AI agents, these digital things that can work on their own, do complicated tasks, learn from experience, and maybe even revolutionize industries. We've talked about how hard it is to make them and how they might change the workforce. But there's one question I can't stop thinking about. How will AI agents interact with the metaverse?
That's a really good question. AI agents might be exactly what the metaverse needs to reach its full potential.
Okay, tell me more. How do these two things, which seem pretty different, actually connect?
Just imagine a metaverse that's not just filled with people's avatars, but also has all these different AI agents. Imagine them as guides, companions, teachers, maybe even like opponents in games.
Okay.
They would make the virtual world richer and way more dynamic. They could also personalize your experience in the metaverse.
Right.
They can make sure you see content and have interactions that fit your interests and goals.
So it's like adding a layer of intelligence and interactivity to the metaverse, making it feel more real and engaging.
Exactly. AI agents could bring the metaverse to life, and we might not even be able to tell the difference between real and virtual anymore.
Okay, my mind is officially blown. We went from talking about smart cups to AI-powered metaverses. It's a lot to take in, but I definitely feel like I understand more now, and I'm kind of optimistic about the future.
Being optimistic is important. It's true that there are challenges, but there's also so much potential for physical AI and the metaverse to make our world a better place. The decisions we make now are going to shape how these technologies develop, so we need to be responsible and make sure we're using them for good.
I totally agree. But before we get too carried away with all the possibilities, let's come back down to earth for a minute. What's one practical thing our listeners can do today to get involved in all of this?
I think a good first step is just to start learning. There's a ton of stuff out there, you know, articles, videos, courses, workshops. Take some time to learn the basics of AI, the different kinds of AI agents, and, you know, get familiar with the whole metaverse idea. There are even some really cool demos and games that can help you understand these things. It's actually fun.
So the more we know about this stuff, the better we'll be able to handle all the changes it brings.
Absolutely. And don't be afraid to, you know, talk to people about it. There are online forums, meetups, even conferences where you can meet people who are into AI and the metaverse. Just sharing your thoughts can help shape how this technology develops.
Okay, you've got me wanting to learn more about AI now. But before we finish up this deep dive, I want to talk about something we haven't really touched on. What about the bad stuff that could happen? Like, could AI agents in the metaverse be used for, you know, not so good things?
Yeah, you're right. It's important to remember that any technology, especially powerful ones, can be misused. We need to be aware of the risks and figure out how to deal with them.
So what are some of those risks?
Well, one thing that worries people is that AI agents could be used to manipulate people or spread fake news. Imagine an AI agent that can make those super realistic deepfakes, you know? Or one that creates propaganda that's specifically designed to take advantage of your biases.
Oh, wow. That's kind of creepy. It feels like we're already seeing some of that online.
Exactly. And the metaverse, because it's so immersive, could make those risks even worse. It might become harder to tell what's real and what's not, which could make people easier to manipulate.
Okay, so how do we stop those bad things from happening?
It's a tough problem. We need really strong cybersecurity to protect against these AI-powered attacks. We also need to think about ethical rules for making and using AI agents, guidelines that focus on being transparent and accountable. And I think the most important thing is to educate people about the risks.
So it's a mix of tech solutions, ethics, and just making sure people know what's going on.
Exactly. It's complicated, but we need to be proactive. We need to address these issues now if we want to use AI agents and the metaverse for good.
I'm glad we talked about that. It's easy to get excited about the cool stuff, but we can't forget about the potential downsides. So as we wrap up, what's the one thing you really want our listeners to remember from this deep dive?
The main thing I want people to take away is that physical AI and the metaverse aren't just science fiction anymore. They're happening now. And they have the potential to change our world in really big ways. The choices we make today will decide what happens with these technologies. So we have to be responsible and make sure we're using them to make things better for everyone.
That's a great point to end on. It's been really interesting exploring all of this with you.
It's been great talking about this stuff.
And to everyone listening, thanks for joining us on this deep dive into the world of physical AI. We've just scratched the surface, but hopefully this is giving you a better idea of this amazing technology and how it could affect our lives. Remember, the future isn't something that just happens. It's something we build. So let's get out there, explore the possibilities, and build a future that's both innovative and good for humanity.
Yeah, and keep exploring, keep asking questions, and keep learning. The world of physical AI is always changing, so there's always something new to learn.
Until next time.